This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rabbit, the spirit of evil. He's pathetic and weak, but many are falling to it now. And in 2020, the numbers of the undead will grow.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid. Of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing, and godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore. You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the f*** out of here!
Your best friend.
I think I can't.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. John Carpenter's Halloween, now not just a movie. David Cronenberg's Rabbit. Democrats and leftists in 2020. All right, the caller brought up an incredibly important question, and I will ask the listeners to add that. Luke and Jason and Chase and Gary and Derek and Mike and Danny and everybody we're going to go to, Dave and others. We shouldn't make all this about Trump because they assassinate Trump. They set him up. They frame him. Then the whole liberty movement and anti-globalism is tied to Trump. We already have populism exploding, anti-globalism exploding. Trump's great, and we should support Trump. And, boy, they tried to take him out. We need to stay on him, though, to do the right thing and put pressure on him because he's being pressured from other sides. You got to keep reminding him. That's one thing about Trump is he's got a lot going on. I try to get stuff done all the time, and I'm nothing compared to Trump busy-wise. And, you know, it's like, oh, I'm glad. A lot of his callers remind me of stuff that I was already thinking. That's why I love taking your calls. Why Trump loves talking to the public as well. So let him hear from you. Go bullhorn him. Take the kids. Go to D.C. Just get out of your shell and you walk right up and bullhorn real loud right into there. And Mr. President, this is what we want. Do it for 10 minutes. It'll always end up getting on the news. I mean, it's right there. But if you don't, they're coming for us in our homes and our churches and in our businesses. They're not going to leave us alone. Believe me, I don't like doing this all the time, except I do. I make the decision to fight it, so now I'm going hog wild. It's like, you know, playing football, and I was never that good of a football player. I was good enough when I was a freshman. They put me on varsity, and I got run over a bunch. They were like, you see how good this guy gets. But if you're not having fun and going 110%, you need to get off the field. Because, and I'm not saying get out there and be perfect. I mean, enjoy it. I enjoy going into a crowd of Antifa. They're totally freaked out and can't believe we'll go in there. Security people are freaked out. But you know what? We got to do this. I enjoy it when they lie about me and attack me because it means I'm in their head. They're literally freaked out. What's the term? You know, I'm renting space inside their head. That's where I want to be. I want the globalists looking over their shoulder because they know our audience of activists are not the foundation of InfoWars. They're the foundation. They're the walls. They're the roof. They're the superstructure. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products of InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle clarity and so much more, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've got 9 stacks of news I prepared with, 3 or 4 other stacks that are all just insane, but I'm not covering any of these until at least this board of callers is off. Then I'm going to take more. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Smart camera data leaked. Exposed personal data of 2.4 million users. That's all done on purpose. We're going to look at all of that. Trump blames Iran after protesters storm U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Paul Watson's got a new report, the stupidest time in human history. It's like water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. We'll go to Luke, and we're going to go to Mike. Luke, thank you for holding. You're awesome. The final transmission of InfoWars or my show in 2019. Thanks for calling. As your Army veteran, and it says that InfoWars is vindicated. Please tell us more.
Absolutely, Alex. So first, the reason I wanted to call is to let the callers know that InfoWars is totally on in their intel. I just recently got out of the military, was part of the special operations community, and we were getting ready to invade North Korea, and you were right on with your timelines. I was listening to you the entire time, and I was just blown away that, like, I don't know where you were getting your intel from, but when I was listening to you, it was like I was hearing, and I was hearing other information, privileged information that I thought was totally top secret, but somehow you got it out. Anyway, and so it wouldn't surprise me if all these different international entities are listening to you constantly for what's going on in the world. But my brother, he recently almost got he was almost murdered out in Vegas with that shooter, and I wanted to hear what if there's ever been any intel from you guys. I know that you, when I was listening to you back when that happened, there was a lot of stuff that you'd gotten a lot of tips and different things that had happened. And I wanted to hear if there's anything that actually came from that. What's going on with the, I know they're trying to take our guns. I want to know what's going on with the whole investigation out in Vegas.
Well, we know what happened in Vegas. The Saudi Arabians were having a military Air Force, well, joint services convention. There were more than 10,000 Saudi nationals in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and they used that to bring in some Al-Qaeda / ISIS al-Nusra types to embarrass Trump and create a mass shooting that would then be blamed on Trump and the American gun owner community. They had the brother who was working for Deep State. He wasn't in the CIA, but he was contracting with NATO. He'd been involved reportedly flying guns down during Fast and Furious. It wasn't just guns out of gun shops that the ATF was tracking. That was a cover. It was weapons being shipped by Obama into Mexico to the cartels and then being shipped into the Middle East for the invasion of Libya and then Syria and the attempted complete overthrow of what happened in other areas like Kenya and Egypt. And so those weapons were brought into there, and he had been involved in that. And so he thought he was making a weapons deal, and that's why it happened on the floors owned by the crown prince. And then that's why you saw Trump going to Saudi Arabia and a third of the royal family arrested, a bunch of them secretly executed, hung up. I'm not defending all this. This is what happened. You know, they took over the fancy hotels and literally tortured thousands of them to find out who was involved in the coup. And then Trump said, we're going to basically overthrow the House of Saud if you don't stop this. The House of Saud said, oh, we promise it's an attempt on us as well. And then there's been a total regime change of those groups out of there. That's why you've seen a lot of Al-Qaeda and ISIS stop their operations, why you've seen their support end. And now we're able to get rid of al-Baghdadi and the rest of them, because Trump said, we're not funding radical Islam anymore. We're not blowing the doors off Europe. We're not going to flood Turkey with them. We're done. We're not doing all this crazy destabilization crap. So that's why they call him incompetent and crazy, is because he doesn't like to destabilize things from a sick, you know, globalist strategy of tension position. And so that's why they're so mad at Trump. And so that's why they said, we don't know what happened in Vegas. So that's why people saw Middle Eastern men shooting people in other hotels. That's why there were dead bodies all over the place, because the Saudi terrorist went crazy, but they didn't have a way getting past diplomatic security other than a few diplomats to get into the country with enough weapons. They didn't want weapons that could be traced back to the group in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, it was working with deep state, you know, the same crowd trying to embarrass Trump, the same ones trying to get the Iranians to attack the U.S. to get Trump into an embarrassing situation, the same group that just tried to take hostages. I know that's Shiites, but at that level, the Shiites and some arms of the Wahhabist Sunni are working with the Kerry, Clinton, Obama deep state, that's all admitted, to, again, try to destabilize things, keep us in the Middle East, and embarrass Trump, just like the Bay of Pigs, or just like the hostage crisis in 1979-1980 with Jimmy Carter. And so they've got all these multiple paths going, but despite the stand down being ordered, the Iraqi military came in and stopped things, even though SOC was ordered to stand down. They weren't able to get the hostages they wanted to start that whole fiasco with Trump and make him look weak. And so now that's why I said Trump's got to massively increase security at those embassies or leave them. And the Green Zone, as you know, is a giant armored mini city within Baghdad. And they've got to give the normal orders that somebody crosses the line with a battering ram or a weapon or trying to knock down the walls, you kill them. And because it's not a war, you're stopping a war by doing that. So that's what I see going on. And you won't ever really hear what really happened with Saudi Arabia, because you saw what Trump did. He went in there and took it over and, you know, killed thousands of people.
Alex, all roads lead back to Saudi Arabia.
Well, without getting into the stuff you saw or heard that was classified, give us your, as a view, your citizen on that.
Say that again?
Give us, as a citizen, your view on that statement.
So, being in the military, I had all my superiors had top 25 books you should read. Guess how many soldiers actually read those books? About zero to none, with the exception of yours truly. And after going through all those different books and going through what is really going on in the Middle East, all roads lead back to Saudi Arabia. And if you go into the deals that we made in the early, late 70s after OPEC, we made a big deal with Saudi Arabia. And the whole idea was that we were going to use that deal to take over the resources and continually pull all those resources out of Saudi Arabia, and the exchange was we were going to give them technology. But what we didn't count on was that Saudi Arabia was sitting on the biggest oil cache known to man, and that we were going to still be pulling oil out of there 50 years later. And and it's gotten to the point where it's hand in glove. The Saudis and the United States are so indistinguishable from one another because we've been doing business with each other for so long that now the United States is the Saudi Arabians' attack dog in the Middle East. Literally, anybody that is against the House of Saud's agenda, those are the people that are going to be our next enemy. And that's why we're going after Iran. It's because it's not because of all these different, Iran is a threat or whatever. It's because Saudi Arabia sees Iran as a threat.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. And then Israel usually gets the blame for being against Iran. They are as well. But I think Saudi Arabia, even more than Israel, is who's pushing for confrontation.
Exactly. All roads lead back to Saudi Arabia.
And, so in 30 seconds, in 30 seconds, sir, what do you think Trump should do policy-wise?
I think that he should get off the old oil understanding, move into a new technology where we leave the dependency model of oil and we release the technology that we already have existing. It's 100-year-old technology, Alex. Let's get rid of oil. Let's move into the future. Let's do what the United States is known for, which is innovating.
Beautifully said. Wow. Luke, thank you. These are the best calls we've ever had, and more of them on the other side. There's just no way to cut these callers off. I'm like doing one caller per segment, but it's dynamite. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And that's the big V-craft flying over New York. And of course, those are U.S. spacecraft. And you heard the caller earlier talking about how we need to just come out with the technology we've got. The Air Force and others have had little leaks on purpose for foreign governments to know about in the past, but they've got antimatter weapons, antimatter extraction, and we're lucky we haven't blown ourselves up. I mean, this is really Atlantis-type stuff. So whether Atlantis was real or not, and they got some secret technology that blew up the continent, or whether the theoretical of Atlantis is possible, well, we now know it is. So that's what's going on. And we need to let the public know about this. The public needs to demand to know about these type of things. And that you're seeing right there is a hologram projection. You know, I really know a lot about this stuff just from real research and a few other things, but I never really get into it because there's so many other big things to deal with. But remember a few months ago I was going to play it. It was on the news. Maybe dig around the computer, see if we have it. It's Iranians fire at UFO. And clearly, it's a hologram. And so, on a clear night, all it takes is a few aircraft that can be at 50,000 feet, or it can be drones doing it. They can project a hologram, and the Iranians are going crazy with just hundreds of machine guns firing at it. It's pretty spectacular with their tracers. So, a lot of what you see is holograms, but the really high-up stuff is blimps that they're using a lot of different arrays and surveillance grids on them. And then there are obviously a lot of other satellites and things up in space. And Trump wants to start bringing all this out and show America's superiority while we still have it, and then innovate and not transfer it to China and others and build the new economies going forward. The globalists want a post-industrial world where we get iPhones that spy on us and stuff like that. But that's the only real innovation. And electric cars that take more carbon to operate than regular gas cars. Yeah, there's footage of the Iranians firing at clearly what is a hologram. And when you slow it down and watch the HD video, that gives new meaning to cat chasing a red laser. Oh, man, it's hilarious. In fact, turn up the audio. It's fun to hear them talking in the background in Persian. That's clearly a hologram. They're just like, oh, we can't seem to hit it. Can we now show a cat chasing a red laser? It's the same concept. And, of course, ABC News will probably repurpose that and claim it's Trump shooting down Kurdish Airlines or something. Like ABC News said he was blowing up cities. Enough of me! Enough of me! By the way, this is set for a radio TV format with 15 minutes of ads an hour. That's the standard. But I am going to start a new show soon. That's hours a day at least, with basically only commercials at the middle and start of the hour on top of this show in 2020. So that'll be announced in about 2 weeks. There you can see the cat chasing the UFO. Now, it doesn't know that that's a red laser. Its concept and all of its instincts and development is that if it sees something, it must be real. There you go. And you can see the same concept for the Iranians, or anybody else for that matter. Because technology, to someone that doesn't know what it is magic, and is indistinguishable, as Arthur C. Clarke once said. all projections of light. All right, let's go ahead and take another ring-a-dingy. Mike in New Jersey, thank you. You're awesome for holding. We appreciate you. What are your predictions for 2020, my friend?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Happy New Year. God bless you.
Thank you.
Third-time caller. I've been a long-time listener. I've spent thousands of dollars on the products.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And let me tell you, it's important, so thank you.
Let me tell you, I'm on board. I'm listening every single day. I don't miss a day. So don't ever feel alone, brother, because I am on board listening to you every single day. I just bought the shirt with your laser eyes saying don't dare listen to Alex Jones. And me and my daughter are going to try the lightning toothpaste, so that should be coming in the mail.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. God bless you. So anyways, thanks for taking my call. What happened was maybe about a week ago, I was listening to the rebroadcast, and you let the Doors Riders on the Storm just play on the intro, and you kind of were analyzing the lyrics, and I'm a big Doors fan, so I was like thinking about some of the other lyrics, and I had kind of a hindsight 2020 moment where I was thinking, you know, look at how Jim, back even in the 60s, was talking about the danger of TV. Like he says, I'm sick of dour faces staring at me from the TV tower. And he says, you know, she's got the world locked up inside a plastic box, you know, so he was.
She's a 20th century Fox.
She's a 20th century Fox, right? So he was already talking about.
She don't waste time with elemental talk.
That's right. That's right. And that's, you know, and that whole idea got me thinking about how we got in this mess in a spiritual sense. So, you know, what I think has taken place over the last 50, 60 years in this country is we replaced God and Jesus Christ with a TV media God that was set up by Satan. And that TV
media God. And it got us hooked with gun smoke and all this stuff that seemed good. That's the worm on the hook. And then now it's like, by the way, we're going to teach your children how to die. And now it's It the Clown reaching through the TV.
Basically, the way I look at it is we kind of sadly deserve what we're getting right now. Because if you look at the Bible.
Well, I mean, the TV, we should have a symbol of an anglerfish, a really scary deep sea fish. And the light on the end of its wand is a little TV. And then you zoom in and little children are up close watching it. I mean, that's the perfect allegory.
Yeah, and like your caller was talking about earlier with the chickens and the hawk, you know, like, you know, basically we just get desensitized and just allow evil.
Hey, guys, get Hillary off the screen. Don't just be randomly putting Hillary up on screen. Come on, crew. No, seriously, the crew just screwed up and just randomly put Hillary on screen. I'm joking.
Man, maybe I'm going to get Arkansas-ed from this call. But anyway, I was just thinking, you know, in terms of this being a spiritual war, my point was when I was thinking about Jim, you know, is like even going all the way back to then, we were replacing Jesus and Christian values in this country with this new media God that was ushering in this new era of godlessness. And if you look in the Bible, like if you read the books of Kings, you can see that every time that the Israelites disobeyed God, he always allowed like the Philistines or some other enemy to just rise up against them and start attacking them.
That's right. Every time they threw God out the window, they got enslaved.
And that's what's happening with us. And so you were saying, hey, you know, tell us what you think is going to happen going forward. And like the other caller was saying, what's going to happen when Trump's out of office? Well, I think you made a good point. We got to stop putting so much emphasis on Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump.
Stay there. We're going to come back and have you finish. And then I'm going to get to everybody. We're getting to everybody here. And we're going to get covered in the news. But I'm doing the fourth hour. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com, a big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah.
Ethos of building a pro-human world. Riders on the storm. All right, Mike in New Jersey, finishing up your point. Well, so what's next for Trump? You're right. We need to not focus on Trump. Support him when he's doing the right thing. You know, try to keep him on the straight and narrow when he's not. But we brought Trump. As I told Vice when he was still president-elect, I said, Trump's just one big wave. Whether he succeeds or not, it shows the desire for human freedom and destiny that I was predicting was spread all over the world and is and still is, because I bet on humanity. Good is going to win. The question is, how many good people are going to get fooled to join evil, and how many are we going to lose in the process? Go ahead.
Well, you know, King Solomon in Ecclesiastes, he says nothing has happened under the sun that didn't already happen thousands and thousands of years ago. So, in my opinion, the way to see what's going to happen going forward.
Well, you just hit the big secret, and you have to really have the research to understand it, but like, what are the dinosaur bones and all that? And it talks about the days of Noah. Adam is a reboot itself from another creation, obviously. And so it's not like the Bible's competing with science. Modern science is a total false projection. But it doesn't mean preachers interpreting the Bible 200 years ago are accurate either. But now in the modern world, seeing it repeat, now we really know what the Bible is saying, because now it all makes even more sense, because as you're saying, there have been clearly other human civilizations. Plato wrote about Atlantis, and now they had flying machines and how it blew up from this big white light thing that gave it their power. He had just read about it. Everything else they've dug up and found civilizations and things he talked about. He was writing a real history book. Well, I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of going off like what the Bible said. And, you know, so I'm a Christian. I read the Bible every day. So when I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen, what my spirit is telling me is that we are in the midst of a revival. I was born in the year of our Lord, 1975, so I'm 44 years old right now. And what I've seen in my lifetime, I grew up in Southern California, has just been a regression from California was so awesome to just horrible. And I had to leave, and now I live in Jersey. And, you know, what I think is going to happen is people like you and me, Alex, and our generation, we're tired of being mesmerized by the media and promiscuity and drug addiction.
No, I agree. There's going to be a giant maxing out and a pulling away. And that's why they got a social credit score, to try to make us submit to them and worship their beast, worship the image of the beast that is the screen.
But we're rejecting it worldwide. And so what I think is happening right now, what we're going to see is a move back to Christ. And God is going to rise up a champion for us. Like, if you look at the story of Gideon, 30 men defeated an army of over a million guys. So, you know, God can do anything. Nothing's impossible with him. If we turn back to Christ and there's a global movement, then that's going to be the way forward, not all rest.
Oh, I 100% agree, but the devil has then targeted all the churches, and most of them are just prosperity gospel glitter bugs not doing anything.
Oh, the churches are dead in America, unfortunately and sadly. Too many materialistic preachers that only care about money and being on TV and being famous. But, see, that's a revival that's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to be clear. You know, the Bible says, you know, if you've really been doing the right for God for a long time in your generations, you'll end up having wealth because God gives us dominion over the planet. But what's bad is they won't expose the attacks on the family. They won't fight abortion. They won't defend the Second Amendment. And faith without works is dead. My problem with the glitterbug preachers is they just tell everybody, just be happy, love Jesus, everything's fine, we're about to be raptured out, when we're supposed to be the salt of the earth out there confronting these devils. Instead, they're just giving the planet over to Satan. And that's my big problem with the glitterbug preachers.
Well, they're not sincere with God. That's the problem. When we have,
well, I mean, you can take one look at some of these evangelical preachers, and they look and act like demons. I mean, when I look at some of these guys, I go, my God, can people not see that's a demon walking around? I mean, I mean, some of the most demonic acting and looking people I've seen are popular TV preachers. And again, that's done on purpose so the people with discernment go, ooh, this must be bad, to try to trick you to turn away from God. That's the devil's greatest trick.
Well, you know, I've talked with a lot of atheists, and they always go, oh, I don't want to go to the church. Look at those dorky guys. I don't want anything to do with them. And so they reject Christ because the people that they see on TV are so appalling. And that's the,
I mean,
that's,
they look
the
like the most, those preachers are lit up like narcissistic loons. I mean, anybody can sit there and radiate fake confidence and wild-eyedness and go like, let me try to act like one of those preachers. Hello, hello. I mean, it's just like, what the? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, wow.
Got to jump, but one more point on that. So if you look at what happened when Babylon came and took over Jerusalem and sacked it and took all the people in Jerusalem into captivity in Babylon, all of the people that were supposed to be the priests in the church, they were all practicing idolatry. So that's kind of what's going on in America. And
oh, yeah, that's why some of these people that are really anti-Semitic, they're always like, look, the Jews practice devil worship of the occult. Well, of course there's some Jewish groups that do that. They were captured and taken to Babylon. And that's...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jesus, buddy.
I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
Well, you don't know where you're looking then. You know, you have that guy from Scout of the Military for Special Operations. He was saying, how did you know all that stuff about what was happening? Well, I mean, really, I don't even really try to use it because it's scary, but I just know that type of stuff, and I'm never really wrong. Sometimes plans change, the future changes, because we're allowed to change the future. God's given us that power, but God can show us what's coming in the future as possible futures, and so it doesn't actually have to end the way we've been told unless we do certain things, and that gets into the deeper mysteries. Now, most of it is I could watch the globalist all freaked out. Watch the media defending Kim Jong-un and praising North Korea and attacking Trump when Trump first got in. So the decision was, okay, we'll get ready to go in there unless he makes a peace deal. Now he's tried to renege, but at least that made Kim Jong-un back off from trying to start a war to embarrass Trump. And that was being done through the deep state, through China, telling North Korea, go ahead and do this to test Trump. And so Trump said, fine. You keep firing missiles at Japan. You keep threatening to attack people. You keep threatening to level Seoul. We'll come after you. And they were ready, and they built up. And I mean, I have military contacts. That was obvious. But you could see how Michael Moore was saying, oh, this is going to embarrass Trump. Something big's coming when he was president-elect. They did all that to the strategy of tension, threatening to destroy our world just to try to make sure an American president got embarrassed. But better people at the Pentagon, a lot of other places, and Congress, the Republicans, said, we're not doing this. And, you know, the deep state getting crazy is the reason it's not being listened to now. A bunch of weirdo bureaucrats, most of them never been in the military, trying to start wars because they think that makes them powerful. It's crazy. That's part of what I was going to get into with the whole embassy thing and all the rest of it, but I'm taking calls because they're so informative. But I will get to that early in the next hour once we're finished with some of these calls. But it's a very, very scary point to be at right now. And they're trying to restart the Korea crisis. They're trying to restart this Iran crisis. And you better believe the deep state's manipulating Saudi Arabia and Iran. They don't control those countries, but they've got factions in there they're working with. But Trump is getting more power in the presidency and is becoming more and more the president. So that's why we better start seeing him deliver. Because on many fronts, he's not delivering. Yes, he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. Yes, we thank God for him, but you've heard the callers, they've raised a lot of serious issues. And it's us raising issues, it's you raising issues, that caused the awakening that got Trump in. We have to continue past Trump and not make it about Trump, make it about the issues. All right, who's been holding the longest here? I'll go to them. Chase the Patriot, frequent caller and fellow talk show host. Go ahead and thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. And you know what? It's a great thing still here in InfoWars for about a year and a half now. They've been throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at you. And you're still on the air, still getting the message out there. So just congratulations to that, brother.
Well thanks. You know, I learned something yesterday that I'm not at liberty to talk about, but I'm going to have to talk about it. And it's not because we're victims, but we are the victims of criminal activity. And these people are so arrogant that I'm dealing with judges in some of the cases that the deep state's put against us that have said in front of people that they're railroading me no matter what I do. Well, that's not just unethical. That's criminal. And we've got the affidavits and stuff. So, I mean, it's these people just think they're allowed to do whatever they want. Look what they're doing to Trump in Congress. I mean, this is just lawless craziness. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and on that point, it's a good thing. Over 160 federal judges he's been able to put in. So that impact will be long in, you know, in the future. But what I wanted to talk about, what they're doing to you and what we've seen the UN try to do with the Internet over the last couple of days, turning over control to China and Russia in different aspects. And also, more importantly, is this next year, I think the big story is going to be the deep fake videos, because they can manipulate and make any kind of information, say whatever they want. And when they do,
and that's why they're putting out so deep fake, so they can certify what's real and what's not. They can put out false, say it's real. When real comes out on them, they can say it's false.
Exactly right. But the thing that I'm more concerned of is the big event. Whatever the big event they want to make, they're going to be able to control. Maybe it's, you know, last year we had the test of the emergency broadcast system to every single cell phone. And if they have some kind of technology, I always go back to the War of the Worlds. With only the radio, they were able to convince the entire public of an alien invasion, for instance. Well, what could they do today with CGI technology and deep fake videos and the Internet?
Yeah, people are running out shooting water towers because they had three legs like the tripod alien craft from Mars.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, they have everyone from Adam Schiff on there and everyone from the Media Matters. Everything
openly caught putting out fake transcripts. Don't get in trouble.
Exactly right. So what is the big event? What is when they try to unite the world under their global government, the New World Order? That's what I'm fearful of, because they're trying to control information and then they're trying to manipulate it to whatever they want it to be.
I totally agree. What is their trick up their sleeve against the liberty movement worldwide and against nationalists and people like Trump? What would they pull? Great point, sir. Thank you for holding. God bless you. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. Hey, thank you for having me on, sir. You know, there's no doubt that the corporate social media intelligence complex is up to its, you know, old shenanigans, which it has been for decades. But I've been a listener since 2008, and I remember the first time I heard you. You were on George Norrie's show. At least I think it was Norrie back then, and the subprime mortgage-backed derivative thing had just blown up, and I remember listening to you, and I've listened to you every day since, and I just want to thank you and tell you that you're an unalloyed patriot and an unalloyed libertarian. So,
well, brother, I want to thank you, because without you guys, I'm not on the air, and what's scary is InfoWars really, on a lot of our big victories, can be traced back as the reason we've had success. So that's why InfoWars is so precious, and it's why their dirty tricks to shut us down must be dealt with, and that's why funding is so critical to not just do what people see on the surface, but other things. So if they're successful shutting InfoWars down legally, lawfully, 100%, there are other vehicles and other things where I can still be on the air separate from their attacks. And so without getting too much into the plan, they're not shutting crap down. It's just that I'm on top of things, having to work with others and other folks so that it's not even Alex Jones, to build whole new systems, because, you know, that's what you got to do in a war is they think they're attacking this ship. They sink this ship. All of a sudden over the horizon, three more come cruising over, updated, fully loaded, ready for the attack. And we just blow the bugles and it's going to absolutely, I mean, to use a Star Wars analogy, it's like they blow up one Death Star and like two more come swinging around the side of the planet. I mean, I could be too happy at that point.
Well, sir, it's a scary time. And, there's no doubt I'm a coward. I have spoken to people a lot, you know, over the years. If you don't mind, I'll make it quick, but I'll tell you what I've been doing. I try to find some more common ground with people because everything is so hostile and divisive at this point in the history of our country and our society and the world that talking to people is a delicate process now. I mean, you can't just talk about things anymore. So I'll tell you two things that I say and then I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. I usually start off by saying, you know, the U.S. is $23 trillion in debt, roughly. At least that's what they admit to. I mean, you know, the real number is probably classified. I say we got there with career bureaucrats who've been there for good chunks of their adult lives, calling themselves public servants, but in reality, enriching themselves in the district of corruption and collusion. And we clearly need term limits, and most people, they don't disagree with that. No matter what their political bent is, they don't disagree, and it's a good way to segue into real discussions. The other thing I say is, you know, as far as the climate goes, which is a very sensitive topic, and I say, listen, they've detonated, you know, the equivalent of at least 30,000 Hiroshimas in the atmosphere, over the last 40 years that they admit to. And I also say to them, I said, you know, the Chinese, when they had the Olympics there in Beijing, they didn't want it to.
Hold on. Hour number four is only 2 minutes away. I'm going right back to you, Jason, and everybody else. And then I'm getting to those reports. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.